Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, it is a blessed privilege to visit with you. And we want to encourage you in the things of the Lord. And we want to encourage you in the way of peace. If you have no peace, it's not God's fault. The Prince of Peace has come and made peace with God and sinful man. And by the way of the cross, and the way of the cross leads home. And if you will look to the cross of the Lamb of God, you can be brought into this right relationship with the Lord, and you can have peace in your heart. You don't have to go to sleep wondering what's going to happen to your soul, what's going to happen to you when you die. You don't have to worry about that if you will get your heart right with the Lord. It's a gift from God. If you will receive Christ, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you will receive Christ, God will forgive you of your sins. He will blot them out, and He chooses to remember them no more. That's how the Lord works in a life, and that's how He brings peace to a heart. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Receive Him. Take Him at His word, that He said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, you may think that you're going to heaven because you're keeping the law. Well, the scriptures tell us that by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. So you cannot keep the Ten Commandments and think that you are going to go to heaven. You can't keep them. You break them. And if no flesh is justified, even if you were able to keep them, you still wouldn't be justified. Listen to what the Lord said. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. So you boast that you keep the Ten Commandments. What is that going to do for you? What is it going to do for you? Make you a good citizen, but that doesn't get you into heaven. That doesn't wash away your sins. That doesn't make you a forgiven man or woman because you think that you've kept the law. By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. You have to receive Christ, Christ Jesus the Lord, and Him and Him alone. Now, once you are saved, you will be concerned about what matters to God and His law. But keeping the law will not remove one sin from your yesterday. Your history remains as dirty and as filthy and as vile and as corrupt as it's ever been. If you will receive Christ, God will receive you, and you will be at peace with God. So you want to have peace, you want to have God's peace, you must receive God's gift, God's Son, God's Savior, the Christ of God. If you will receive Him, then the Lord will certainly receive you. Now, you don't need to put this matter off because you don't know how much time you have. You don't know how much sand is left in your hourglass. You turn the little hourglass over and sand is running through it. And you can check it to see how much time is going. You know those little egg timers telling you how long to keep an egg boiling. Well, I'm sure there are many things that replace that by now, or something has replaced it, but still that little hourglass, sand flowing through it, and a certain amount of sand, and then at the end of that sand, the time, it's all gone. Nobody will turn it over again. Your life is flowing away with each grain of sand that falls through that hourglass, and you haven't made peace with God. You need to do that today. Get that taken care of. Receive Christ, and God will receive you. You need to be at peace with God. And the way that you are brought to a peace with the Lord is receive the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ. Receive this Savior, and God will receive you into His family. And you'll know what it means to place your head on your pillow tonight and rest sweetly. Now, you will need to pray a prayer something like this. Dear God, forgive me for being a sinner. I right now want to take Jesus Christ as my Savior, your Son, who died for me and rose again from the dead, and I ask Him to come into my heart right now. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. You'll pray a prayer like that, the Lord will save you. Now, Father, we pray Thy blessings upon this one for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now let's continue today in the study of Exodus chapter 34. And the scriptures say, and he was there, Exodus 34, 28, Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony and in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So being up there in that mountain for 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord, and notice the scriptures make it clear that he did not need to eat bread, he did not need to drink water. He was in the very presence of the God who made him. The Lord laid aside the natural law of man needing food to be sustained, and Moses was there 40 days and 40 nights, did not drink any water. It's one thing to fast for 40 days on having no food, but drinking no water for 40 days is a different thing. And the man Moses was kept alive by the power of God. And that tells you and me this, that when a man or a woman has the Lord is able to provide food for his own. And that's all we need is him. All we need is him. And these 40 days repeated by that which had preceded this act. So the man Moses was in the mount the first time, and he was there only as an obedience to the Lord. Now he goes the second time, and he gets to see the display of God's glory as the Lord shows himself, the faithful God, the mighty God. And Moses gets to see this beauty of the Lord. And now, he was there and in the presence of this glorious Lord, and the presence did something to Moses. He was receiving the law of God, yet he experienced the grace of God. He didn't deserve this blessedness that the Lord brought upon him. He didn't deserve that, but the Lord showed it to him. And he did indeed find the blessedness of the Lord, the glory of the Lord shining on him. And he is not aware of it. And that's one of the things about being a child in God's family. The Lord brings the changes, and the child can experience the blessings. But if the child should start saying, I want you to know how great I am, then that joy, the glory of the Lord is gone from him. Because the glory of the Lord is not for our purpose that we might glory, but for God's glory. And this was reflected in Moses' face. He had been with the Lord. He had been there to see in the very presence of the Lord the glory of God. He couldn't see God himself, but he saw the glory of God. And the Lord tells us that when Moses came down, his face shone while he talked with him. And he doesn't know this, and so he goes right on along with the way that he had normally done things. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Now Moses was God's man, and in order for him to remain to be God's man, he had to say what thus saith the Lord. And so he speaks the commandment of the Lord. A man is not a man of God or servant of the Lord if he is not willing to speak what God's word says. If we cater to popularity, then we are men of popularity. If we cater to the newspaper, we're men of the newspaper. But if we want to be men of God, we must say what the Bible says. This is what God has spoken. And the children of Israel are going to hear the commandments that the Lord had given to them. Now, they had heard this before he went up on the mount, They heard the Lord speak them, and they said, "All that you've said we'll do." Now Moses, in verse 33, until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. He had to, they couldn't receive that brightness that was on him at the time. There was no way possible for them to receive him. So he had to put this veil on his face in order to carry on a conversation with his brethren. They saw him. They heard him. But he had to cover up his face in order for them to dialogue with him on a one-on-one basis. Now notice also what he did. When Moses went in before the Lord to speak with the Lord, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which was he was commanded. And so the Lord makes it so that the children of Israel hear the word of God from the man of God, Moses. Moses is able to go very much into the presence of the Lord. I do not know when this stopped, but he did continue to lead the people. He continued to go before the Lord. In verse 1 of chapter 35, Moses gathers all of the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, "These are the words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye should do them." Now, we see the end portion of the book of Exodus coming on now, and the actual construction of the sanctuary. See, Moses was to make this according to pattern, make it as the Lord had designed it should be. So he is going to give this all over again. Every detail on how this is to be built, how it is to be carried out in the presence of the Lord, according to his precepts, according to his commandments. And the very fact that the commands were given for the purpose of being obeyed, then also the tabernacle would be constructed the way the Lord said that it should be constructed. And that's one of the things that the Lord had said, see to it that you make it according to pattern. The first thing the Lord deals with is the Sabbath, verses 1 through 3. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, "These are the words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest to the Lord. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day." And the Lord wanted them to take care of themselves in his presence, to set apart this day for the Lord. And it was and is a blessing to those who set apart this day of rest unto the Lord. And then in verses 4 through 9, he shows the matter of the givings that are to be made in building the temple. And I see our time is gone on this. We'll have to take up here on the next program. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we have received thy word and we seek thy face, and we thank thee for the salvation that is ours in Christ. We pray thee to bless us today with power to serve thee, for Jesus' sake. Amen.